Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Is it recording?
It is. Recording.
Well, you sound so, joyous,
super professional. I'm not super joyous.
We are professional.
You're a little handful today, mister.
It's our technician. We have two technicians here. It's both of their faults that we had a glitch in our opening statement.
What are you talking about?
I was trying
about?
To lay the blame on some imaginary people, baby.
No, you're just, I'm the techie person.
Make people
person,
think we have
so
more. No,
me,
no, no.
But now you're doubly blaming me?
No, now you definitely let the cat out of the bag. I was trying to make people think we had two real technicians. Like we were a big operation. Like this is Joe Rogan. If we wanted to have a live band, a live band playing on our podcast, we could.
We are so far from Joe Rogan many ways. So anyways. Welcome to the podcast.
Heck yeah, welcome.
And today, Shawnee's in a little bit of a special place, I'd say. And today, Shawnee managed to capture a runaway chicken.
Well, yeah, I put it back in its yard.
It was not our chicken.
Hopefully I put it back in its yard.
So here's the story. We have a hyper-local newspaper, right? And so we have the scanner on in our house a lot. And we hear on the scanner that there is a chicken loose on Ledgelawn Avenue. And so we send Sean over to take a photo because we think it will be funny for the police officer to be chasing the chicken and have a cool photo.
Yes, I was going to try to get a photo or
video.
Or a video of a police officer chasing it. That just would have been hilarious.
But what happened instead, baby?
Well, I got there at just about the same time as the police officer, and he pulled up the stop sign, and I ditched into our buddy's driveway like some sort of felon that didn't want to get caught, and he sat there, and I don't know what he was doing. I'm presuming looking for the chicken. I was looking for the chicken, and I saw no chicken. So after like 2 minutes, the police officer drove off.
He gave up.
He just left the area. But he went in such a fashion that I thought he was going to circle the block. Anyways, I went away from the place where the chicken was supposed to be and then decided I wanted to go back. And when I got back, I saw the chicken walking off of the porch of its house.
He hid from the popo.
Like it was hiding from the police.
That is the smartest chicken I've ever met.
So then I turned around in the driveway and I parked right in front of the house where we happen to know the chicken lives. And the chicken was not there.
Life in a small town.
But after a couple of minutes, the chicken came wandering around the side of the house from the backyard area.
And she's like, hey, baby, you're hot.
Yeah, it started to like, I thought it was going to come across the street towards me, but it stopped at the curb. And then it was trying to get back into its yard, really. It was like looking for holes in the fence. And then it started to go back to from where it had been the first time, which is this side yard where the people park and stuff. So I pulled around the corner onto that street, and the chicken was, like, walking right towards my truck. Like, doop, 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 doop. I'm coming to say hi.
Me wanted to come home with you.
At that point in time, I had my window down. So I put my window up because I was afraid that chicken might jump up into my truck and get it all dirty. But I got out, and the chicken followed me right back to their yard, and I opened the gate for him, and they walked right in.
Sucker.
And I videotaped it. So it was, it was funny.
It's adorable.
It is adorable.
I don't know if I can eat chicken again now.
Because of that?
Yeah, it was so cute.
Well,
it was like, hey, this guy's gonna help me. He'll open my gate. Did you know that chickens can run at 9 miles per hour?
I don't think this chicken could run. This chicken looked like it was perfectly happy walking.
Waddling. It's like do 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 do.
This was a big fluffy chicken.
Did you also know that there are more chickens than humans in the world, or that they do not sweat?
Well, this chicken wasn't sweating. And I can believe, well, think about how many eggs does a chicken lay a day? Because if it's only one, then there obviously has to be a lot more chickens than humans because of the egg production and consumption.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, you know.
But more importantly, this is my final chicken fact that comes from chickensandmore.com. Chickens do not take baths.
What?
Yeah, so it's a good thing you kept that chicken out of your truck, man. Instead, they take dust baths.
Oh, I knew that. They fluff themselves up.
Our dog would like to be a chicken.
Horses do that. Livestock does that. I'm sorry, my chair is squeaking a little.
And Shawnee does that.
Just because of my immense weight.
He just gives himself a dust bath every day. Fluffs his feathers up. Fluffy, fluffy. Because
I love feeling dusty. Hey, welcome back. I had to say that fast so I could beat
you. Oh my God, stop moving in your chair, Beck.
I need a new chair. I need a podcaster's chair.
So if you ever finish our podcast studio, I'll get you a new chair.
Oh, you will? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. That in the first promise that you
owe. Yeah, I know. It's been like 3,000 years.
All right. Well, that's because I can just take it.
We're on tangent. So anyways, control your tells. Don't give in to the passive is the name of this podcast. And oh my God, there's a horde of children walking by. It's like a zombie apocalypse
of preteens.
Wow.
Holy moly. Go play basketball, boys.
Where are they going in that? Wow.
They're going to go get in the short bus over there and smoke doobies.
I think they are. Doobies. All right, anyways. So I know, babe, that you're fed up and you don't want to talk about showing versus tell any longer.
I'm good with this. I love
which
series.
Which is our massive series, but it's really, 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 really important, and it sunk many a cool book deal.
Yeah.
It stopped others in its tracks.
Wow.
It's a chaos agent in the life of many a good writer.
It sounds like a powerful force.
And there are so many damn facets to it. I could fill a year of podcasts talking about
it. Let's do it.
Don't worry. I won't.
52 podcasts.
No, we're not
going
to do that.
About show. Is it show, don't tell?
Yeah, babe.
Maybe by number 37, I'll remember what the
basis is. I doubt it. So, I would be remiss, however, and we would be remiss, if we didn't give people a couple more hints about how to locate that told prose in their story.
Told rather than shown.
Shown, right, right. Yeah. If you need to know the difference.
So, it's show, don't tell. Yes.
What are you doing?
ST. S comes before T, so it's show, don't tell. That's how I remember it.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
No, this is how you remember it. I want my wifey to show me her undies and not just tell me about her undies.
Oh, I'd like her to tell me about them just as a teaser and then show
them
to me.
Well, you want it all. You just want it all. Yeah. But that's true because there should be a balance between show and tell in a story.
Oh, we got another episode here, folks.
No, I've done actually.
The balance one?
Well, not as a podcast, but as a post, I talk about this, yes. So anyways, tangent, Sean is drinking. So, told prose happens at three major levels, right?
Yeah.
The sentence, the paragraph, and then the entire scene. And today we're talking about the sentence, because I like sentences.
What about God forbid the entire book? God forbid the entire book.
Well, that happens too. So there's a different ways of hunting out the telling language for each type, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the sentence level, telling language is usually explaining language. And the question most writers have is how to find that explaining language. And Janice Hardy wrote Understanding Show, Don't Tell, and she has a really lovely breakdown of this at the sentence level that we're taking from her ideas, like her We're not plagiarizing because we're talking about it. But we're giving her credit. But it's basically like her different categories of tells is what we're talking about.
All
right. Right?
Can I read
at
some
the
of
sentence
this?
Level.
I'm dying to talk.
Yeah. All right. The first one is.
Well, why don't you read the category?
Do you want me to?
I'll read the rest.
You don't think that's a good idea. All right. Motivational tells.
Explains why a character is motivated to do something. Your keywords to look for are to, when, and because. And here's an example. Bud Godzilla ran over to Hammy the hamster because he loved Hammy so much and wanted to hug him. Let me read that one more time,
no,
just so
baby,
you know.
This is
Godzilla ran over to Hammy the hamster because he loved Hammy so much and wanted to hug him.
Right.
How to revise that? I love you, Bud Godzilla screamed, running to Hammy. Let's hug.
I love you.
What's the second category? Look, Carrie smokes him as weed. What's the second category?
Emotional tells.
Emotional tells explain that a feeling is happening, usually by saying the feeling itself. Words to look for, any emotion words, such as felt.
No, an emotion word is like happy, sad,
well,
awkward.
What's felt?
That's another word to look for. That's why there's a
semicolon.
Oh,
any emotion word, semicolon, also felt.
Right.
So here's your example. Bud Godzilla felt pretty darn happy to see Hammy. Darn is your emotion word. No, that's your emotion level word.
Yeah.
Okay, how to revise that sentence. Bud Godzilla's heart pitter-pattered. Hammy was here, right here, with him.
Can't do this podcast anymore.
You mean like this one episode or the whole thing?
The whole
thing. All right. What is our next category?
Is mental tells.
Wait, how many are there?
There's a lot. That's why I was like, you shouldn't read it all. All right,
okay.
The next one is mental tells.
Explains thoughts without being immersed in the thought itself.
Words to look for.
Realized, believed, hoped, wondered, thought.
Example. Oh, mister, I have to do all the talking as coughed.
Here's your example. This is the bad example. Bud Godzilla believed that if he could just hug Hammy gently enough and maybe give him some pizza, Hammy would love him too. This is a way to revise that sentence. He'd hug Hammy gently, maybe give him some pizza, then Hammy would love him too.
Ready? Stage direction tells.
Explain stuff before it happens or is just a little too detailed about what's happening.
So every time you talk to Sean.
No, that's not true.
Oh, boy.
Words to look for? By, since, before, after, and when.
Example number one.
Before Bud Godzilla could hug Hammy, Hammy coughed up phlegm all over the floor.
How to revise it?
Hammy's body heaved, shaking. Bud, don't come closer. Bud stepped forward, arms open. But what's phlegm spewed out of Hammy's mouth? Told you, zombie bit me 2 hours ago.
Example number two.
Two.
Well, stage direction tells are a big deal.
Bud Godzilla sat in the car while Hammy got out of it. Hammy shut the door behind him, walked around the front of the car, hit the key fob to unlock Godzilla's door, then reached out his hand and pressed the door handle, pulling it up and also pulling the door toward him so that it would open and Godzilla could get out.
How to revise it?
Hammy and Bud got out of the damn car. I have no idea how Godzilla fit in it or how Hammy touched the wheel, but whatever.
There you go. So descriptive tells.
Wait, I can answer that. It was a Kia Soul.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
What? I don't even understand.
Somebody's going to get that. Please, somebody get that joke and make a comment. It'll be like our first ever podcast comment, probably. But anyways, back to descriptive tells. Explains what's about to be sensed. I usually call this distancing language.
And I is not Sean.
Oh, well, I call it distancing language.
Oh, really?
As well.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Words to look for. Saw, heard, felt, smelt, watched, seemed, looked.
Oh,
ah,
so many.
Sounds like a good time to me. Bad example. Godzilla could see that Hammy had turned into a zombie. Godzilla felt sad. How to revise it? Hammy's mouth gopped open. Brains. Need more brains.
And finally,
passive tells.
Live in passive sentences. So what's that? Is when the subject of the sentence isn't doing the important work of the sentence.
Words to look for. Was plus a verb. Or. Is being plus a verb.
Or.
By.
Sometimes.
Bad example. Go ahead, baby. You read that one.
Hammy was pushed into the roadway by the radioactive pepperoni pizza breath of Godzilla.
And I'm going to read the good revision. Godzilla's radioactive pepperoni breath pushed Hammy into the roadway where he was promptly smashed by a bus.
A Kia Soul.
Oh, yeah. Because, see, the thing about the Kia Soul commercial used to have the hamsters driving it, remember?
No.
And so hamsters can reach the steering wheel and the pedals in those cars.
Stop moving in your chair bay.
So that means Hammy's friends fucking ran him over.
Language.
Ran him over. In the explicit. Kia Soul. And it was like a lime green Kia Soul.
We now have an explicit label on the podcast.
Oh, well. Phew. That was a lot. Carrie's a lot today. I can't see our dialogue.
That's it, man.
Oh, okay.
I'll be talking more about this on our Substack. It's a Substack, man. Our Substack. Living happy and right better now. Tomorrow on the paragraph level. Without Sean. I know that makes you all so sad because he's way more fun than me.
That's not true at all.
Than I am.
No.
Yeah.
Dog!
Oh!
Tip! No. For life!
Broken. So what's our dog tip for life today?
After listening to this podcast, Bogey, Orange Shepherd, an intelligent puppy, said, here's my tip. Don't chase hamsters when they're running in front of cars.
That's not that helpful. Yeah, I guess it is.
No, it's not. I mean, that's what she said, but what she really said was,
stay away with Godzilla when he has
If you want mommy to give you a treat, you've got to show her rather than tell her.
That you love her.
Because I can't speak human. So I come and I sit right next to her and I stare into her eyes. And then I place my paw upon her hand and rub it lovingly.
She does.
And then I faint movement towards the pantry.
She does that too.
And then mom doesn't react. So I walk a little further away towards the cat treats. And I come back until finally mommy gets fed up with my actions and follows me into the kitchen and gives me a treat.
Because she shows she doesn't tell.
And I show my appreciation by just walking away.
That's not true.
I know. She's a very loving dog.
She licks, she wags her tail, and she does the whole full body doggy wiggle.
Oh, she does the full body wag. She'll lick every part of your body.
No.
I didn't mean it like that. Jesus Christ.
Shawnee,
why do you have
language.
To be so naughty? Why can't I say something innocuous?
Because you're creepy, dude.
You always expect me to be creepy. I can't. So much so that I can't even say anything innocuous.
You have trained me to expect the worst.
Oh, the ice in that water over there just looks so cold.
Yeah, and I'd be like, yeah, no.
All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.